Welcome to The Common Reader. I'm John Griswold. Recipe Stories, Happiness Tacos. It can be hard to match the quality of tacos with that of your happiness sometimes. I thought the Tacos and Margaritas Festival would do it. Not just food and drink, but a taco-eating contest, hot pepper-eating contest, live music, and the athletes of micro-wrestling. Micro Jackson, Psycho, Baby Jesus, Little Show, Pinky Shortcake, et al., I was led to believe. I thought the social would amplify the private sensory experience. But it took an interstate drive, the crossing of a massive river, and $40 in parking and entrance fees to discover we were in the wrong place. We suffer in the body for what the mind thinks it needs. And while my happiness was large, the tacos had gotten small. The arena was packed, food trucks overwhelmed, hamburger stands converted to making tacos with pre-shredded cheese and iceberg lettuce. One of the wrestlers strode past me on the floor of the arena, wearing tights and elbow guards. We caught each other's eyes and nodded to each other in passing, as professionals will. We both had other places to be. My taco companion that day and I took a shot at nearby Lucha 2 across from the historic Fox Theater in St. Louis. Lucha uses traditional Oaxacan flavors with modern techniques such as sous vide and the use of an industrially hellish wok to get their meats tender and then seared. The star was the birria tacos, marinated lamb and peppers with onion and cilantro and what tasted like mint sauce. They were like soup dumplings and had to be eaten over the plate. We ate and enjoyed as through the big windows theatergoers walked up the sidewalks under the spring sun and into the fabulous Fox for Tootsie. Sitting and finishing the lamb while watching all those people do something I didn't want to do finally made the perfect match of activity and mood. Recipe. I don't cook lamb much, and I'm not set up for sous vide in my kitchen. Try this instead. Sprinkle a pork roast with salt, onion powder, garlic powder, paprika, chili powder, less cumin, oregano, a little cayenne, and some black pepper. Sear, I use a stock pot, on all sides in oil. Take the roast out. Add a bottle of beer or pear cider to the pot. Boil furiously to remove the raw taste of alcohol. Then put the roast back in. Add water if necessary to bring liquid level 1/3 up the roast. Bring to a boil, turn down heat to medium-low to keep it at a simmer, cover. Braise for 2 to 3 hours until a sharp knife goes in effortlessly. Reserve the braising liquid. Cut out all fat from the cooked roast. It smells like wild hog, and there's no happiness in that. Chop, then shred the meat. Moisten with braising liquid. Heat tortillas on a griddle, then load with meat, sliced onion, cilantro, lime juice, purple cabbage, a dollop of sour cream, salsa, whatever you like. It's your happiness and no other place to be but in it, sharing with a true companion.